From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. An effort to extend key provisions of the Patriot Act has failed in the House after 26 Republican lawmakers defied party leaders and sided with Democrats such as Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, who opposes the measure.
It's time that we really remember the essence of what that motto, "Don't Tread on Me," means.
Expired.
It means you protect your liberties. You stand for freedom.
NPR's Carrie Johnson says the vote was an unexpected setback for House Republican leaders.
The Patriot Act gives the FBI power to follow terrorism suspects and demand phone and internet records. But civil liberties activists say the law is subject to abuse. GOP leaders are now stuck figuring out how to move a new bill ahead before the end of the month. The Senate will consider the issue next week, and the Obama White House says an extension is critical. They want to see the provisions extend through 2013. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The United States is stepping up pressure on Egypt's government to take immediate steps toward political reform. Vice President Joe Biden, speaking by phone with his Egyptian counterpart Omar Suleiman, calling for a lifting of emergency laws that have been in effect for years in Egypt that give broad powers to security forces. NPR's Corey Flintoff in Cairo reports some statements by Suleiman have angered pro-democracy protesters who are gathering for another mass demonstration today.
Demonstrators moved beyond the immediate square and have established themselves in the street in front of Parliament. Their defiance came despite a veiled warning from Vice President Omar Suleiman, who said the crisis must end as soon as possible, adding, quote, "We don't want to deal with Egyptian society with police tools." He called for dialogue with protesters, but rejected the opposition's key demand that President Hosni Mubarak step down immediately. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Cairo.
A government investigation into the cause of unintended acceleration problems in some Toyota vehicles is being greeted with skepticism by some auto safety advocates. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the study, based in part on work by NASA engineers, rejects claims that electronic defects are to blame for the problem.
There is no electronic-based cause for unintended high-speed acceleration in Toyotas.
But Clarence Ditlow with the Center for Auto Safety says the study was not as definitive as LaHood is suggesting.
NASA was very careful not to say that there is no electronic defect. What they said was they couldn't find an electronic defect.
Ditlow notes that only one in 100,000 cars has had unintended acceleration problems, but NASA checked only 9 vehicles in its probe, so he says the odds of investigators finding the problem were very slim. This is NPR News from Washington. Talks between military representatives from North and South Korea at the demilitarized zone have broken off. A South Korean official says the North's delegation abruptly walked out of the talks. Exactly what prompted them to leave is not yet clear. The two countries were holding their first discussions since the North's deadly artillery barrage on a South Korean island last November. The North has said that incident was provoked by the South. A new study is indicating that many breast cancer patients can skip aggressive lymph node surgery without increasing their chance of recurrence of the disease. NPR's Deborah Franklin reports the study looked at women in the early stages of breast cancer.
When doctors find a spot of cancer in the breast, they also biopsy the nearest lymph nodes under the arm to see if the cancer has spread. The study of nearly 2,000 women, published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, confirms this is still the right approach. But the research finds that surgically removing all the cancerous lymph nodes as a hedge against the spread of cancer does not save more lives. The finding's important, the researchers say, because removing lymph nodes can have serious side effects, leaving some patients with pain, stiffness, and swelling of the arm that doesn't go away. All the women in the study had lumpectomies and radiation to treat their tumors. Many of the patients also had chemotherapy, hormone therapy, or both. Deborah Franklin, NPR News.
A new winter storm is zeroing in on the Midwest and South. Jared Geyer is with the National Weather Service.
Moderate to heavy snow is already overspreading parts of the southern plains from parts of North Texas and much of Oklahoma and southern Kansas, where winter storm warnings are already in place.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.